The 1942 season is something I like to fantasize about. The manager of the Solons that year was Pepper Martin. The Solons were owned by the St. Louis Cardinals. Branch Rickey was the president of the St. Louis Cardinals. We all remember Branch Rickey for bringing Jackie Robinson into baseball. But before that, Branch Rickey is generally credited with creating the farm system in baseball. Branch Rickey bought the Sacramento team and made it an affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Pepper Martin had been one of the gas house gang of the St. Louis Cardinals. Branch Rickey was interested in making the Sacramento team a better team. And so he brought Pepper Martin to Sacramento to manage the team. Branch Rickey brought Pepper Martin to Sacramento in 1941, and they almost won the pennant in 1941. So between the 1941 and 1942 seasons, what happened? Pearl Harbor, and war broke out. There was some question as to whether they would even play the 1942 season. The commissioner of baseball wrote a letter to the president and said, should we play baseball in light of the war? Franklin Roosevelt wrote his famous letter to Commissioner Landis saying the game of baseball must go on. So baseball was played in 1942. But there were several impediments. First of all, a number of the players were being drafted in the armed forces. Second, there was a question as to whether they would play baseball in the daytime at all, because they were concerned with taking people away from the workforce that was needed for the war effort. Then there was a concern as to whether they would play night baseball at all, because people were boarding up their windows and turning off the lights at night, because we were afraid that it would create a target for the Japanese. So they couldn't play baseball in the day because of what it would do to the workforce. They couldn't play at night because of the lights. So they started playing their games at 5:30 in the afternoon. They got average attendance of 400 to 500 people at these games. There was a question as to whether baseball would even sustain itself during the 1942 season. So that's what you have in the 1942 season. The Sacramento baseball team had never won a pennant since 1903, when the league was created. The Solons, the Sacramento baseball team, had never won a pennant. So they go into the 1942 season. They were doing pretty well, but they were stuck in second place. They go into the last series of the 1942 season, trailing by 2 games to the Los Angeles Angels. And the last series of the 1942 season was against the Los Angeles Angels here in Sacramento. It was a 7-game series. To make it more exciting, Sacramento loses the first 2 games of the series. It then comes down to 5 games. They're 4 games behind, which means in order to win the pennant, the Solons have to win all 5 of the last games. Those games were to be played on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. Well, in the Thursday game, they almost blew the whole thing. They were behind until Los Angeles made an error in the 9th inning and the Solons scored. Solons then went on to win the Friday game because of the pitching by Tony Freitas. I think it was 10-2 that they won the second game. So now they go into the weekend. They have to win all 3 games. They almost blew it on Saturday. It went 11 innings. In the top of the 11th, the Angels go ahead by 1 run. And then comes Gene Lillard to the bat in the bottom of the 11th, and it's a 2-run homer. The Solons win the Saturday game. Then they go to Sunday. They have to win both games on Sunday. In a ballpark that was drawing 500 to 600 people the rest of the season, they draw 11,000 plus fans to a park that will only hold 10,000. I've talked to people that were there. Again, the Solons almost blow it in the first game. They're behind in the eighth inning, but they pull it out, and they win the first game of the doubleheader. Now, my friends who were there tell me that in order to make a little bit more money, they emptied the stadium after the first game and made people pay to come back and watch the second game, because they weren't even sure they were going to have a second game when they sold the tickets for the first game that day. So everybody left the stadium, they all had to buy new tickets, and they came back in the stadium, and these 11,000 fans watched the second game, which was a seven-inning game. Tony Freitas had pitched the game on Friday. He had closed the first game on Sunday. And Pepper Martin said, "Can you do it one more time, Tony?" And Tony said, "I can do it." Tony Freitas came in, pitched the second game of the doubleheader that day, and won the pennant for the Solons. It was the only time in the history of the original Pacific Coast League that the Solons won the pennant. It's the kind of thing that they make movies out of.
Wow, very good. There is...
That's like the final 7 minutes of your half-hour show,
that's
right
pretty
there.
Much it.
That was great.
That was awesome.